I have heard it time and time again because it's true. The Brazos Valley is one of the most generous communities that there is anywhere. We have so many opportunities to help kids have a better Christmas than they normally would have. And here's another one, and it's a great one. It's all about the kids of Calvert. Calvert's Gifts for Kids, providing joy to the kids of Calvert. That's their motto. Bill Arteague talks about the toy drive.
Well, basically 3 years ago, we noticed that the Franklin community had a really successful toy drive. And right there in Robinson County, there was a group of kids in Calvert that seemed to be overlooked. We asked the Franklin community to maybe help out a little bit, but they had all their toys dedicated to the Franklin kids there, which was okay. So we decided to do something on our own. It was myself, Bill Arteague, Andrea Williams, and Sharika Walden. We all got together and said, we're going to do our own toy drive. It was a smaller group of kids, so we felt that it could be manageable, and we did pretty well just by going around the community asking for little small donations just to give them something to look forward to on Christmas as well.
When Bill says a smaller group of kids, he's talking about the kids in the school district at Calvert.
About 150 kids, I would assume, is the number that we've been dealing with on average.
This group in Calvert knows that there are Christmas angels and angel trees, lots of opportunities, great opportunities to help kids have a great Christmas. And Calvert, well, they looked at themselves as a little bit of the forgotten few.
Exactly. They're just that little pocket of people that are typically overlooked. They're not boisterous, so they're not asking for a lot. So we decided just to do something small scale compared to the other ones, but you should see the smiles on the faces that we generate on that particular day.
Now, sure, you can go out and buy a toy, buy a gift for one of the kids of Calvert, but you can let them do it with a monetary donation. To sponsor one kid's request, well, that's a $25 donation they're asking for, but they're thankful for anything.
Monetary or toys. I mean, we like to give them, a lot of people give us things that we wouldn't want to give to our own kids, so slightly used or new is what we're looking for, but monetary is really good.
Would you believe that while I was doing this interview with Bill Arteague, somebody came up and put some money in his hand? Yeah, that's how it works. They take your generosity and then they do the rest.
Exactly. It's a very organized system. We go to the school, we take them grade by grade, they line up, and whatever funds we have to buy gifts, I mean, usually the older kids want gift cards for iTunes. Usually the younger kids want little toys like balls. And, I mean, some kids ask for gifts for their parents, socks, blankets. I mean, you know, our heart goes out to those kids. We like to give them a toy plus whatever their parents need.
They're asking that all donations be made by this coming Monday, December the 19th, because on December the 22nd, on Thursday, that's when they'll distribute the gifts at the Calvert ISD campus.
That's exactly correct. And they can reach me on my cell phone number, 979-446-4956. My name is Bill. I'll pick up the donation and I'll take it directly to Calvert.
Again, that cell number for Bill Arteague is 979-446-4956. Or if you're around the Calvert area, go by the Calvert ISD campus and I'm sure they'll take your donation too. It's Calvert's Gift for Kids. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.